I mean, are you really ready? It's going to be interesting tonight. Trust me. All right. Now, you're probably thinking, I thought we were done with this series. And yes, we are. We have gone through all the lessons. But tonight, because there's so much sickness in the house, I decided, you know, it'd be a good time to do a little fun with the review. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to have some fun. We're going to review the lessons. And tonight is going to be the final lesson. I know I said that, but tonight is the final lesson, if you will. And it's going to be a review of the material. We're going to call it the test. Now, how many of you are going to help me tonight? Because I need your help. If you're going to help me, raise your hand. Okay, for those of you that are not raising your hand, I still love you. But we're going to play a little game, and we're going to have a little fun. And in the meantime, we're going to do a little review of the material. And so what I'm going to need from you is I'm going to need people who will help me read the questions, okay? Because I don't think my voice is going to make it clear for everybody to hear. And so I'm going to have individuals that would volunteer to read the questions, and then we're going to go down through the answers. But here's how we play. First of all, here's what you need. One hand. Everybody have one hand? All right. Good. So you all can play. If you have one hand, then you can play this game. All right. And something to keep your score if you would like to do so. So if you want to find out if you how many you get right or how many you get wrong, then you can keep score. All right. There are 12 questions. You say, wow, that's a lot. That's not really, but there's only 12 questions, and they're not really hard, okay? They're pretty easy, especially if you've been here throughout the course of the study. 12 questions based upon the material covered in the studies. Each question will be multiple choice. How many of you like multiple choice? Yes. Any of you that take tests should like multiple choice. Each question will be multiple choice with the answers given by the corresponding numbers of the fingers held up. Got that? So if your answer is selection one, you would hold up one finger. And if your selection is answer two, you would hold up two fingers. Everybody got that? All right. 3, 4, 5 corresponding. So there is no question with more than 5 selections, so you only have to use one hand. See? I'm smart like that. All right. Now, here's the one little thing that we all want to do. The question will be displayed, then the answer selection is given, and everyone will display their answer at the same time. Yeah. All right. So we're going to wait till all the selections have been given, and then we're going to ask for the answer, all right? And then everybody, at the same time, you hold up your one hand with the fingers corresponding to your selection. Everybody got that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Are you ready? Okay, who wants to read question number one? Brother Day, would you help me by reading question number one? Okay. Here's question number one.
How many specific elements of a storm did we study?
I can't even get the equipment to work right. Okay, question number two. Can you read this one for us? Is your voice able? Okay.
Which of the following was not a specific element of our study?
Answer. Number three, tribulations. We talked about it, but it was not a specific element of our study. All right? Next question. Wow, these questions are going to go a lot faster than I thought. You might be getting out a little bit early tonight. All right. Let's see. Oh, let me do that. I don't want to impose upon anybody. So if you'd be willing to read a question, can you raise your hand? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, you ready? Here you go, Sister Chris.
In our introduction to the study, we talked about people who were in literal storms in the Bible. Paul, the disciples, and Moses.
Jonah. Number four. All of you with four up, give yourselves a hand. I'm going to ask for applause every time because it's going to stretch it out a little bit, okay? All right. Question number four. Did you raise your hand? Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot who.
Finish this quotation. To stop serving God after a few trials have been failed is 1, like quitting a test after answering a few questions wrong. Or 2, pretty wise because you will ultimately fail anyhow. 3, like giving up prematurely and forfeiting forever. Or 4, a good indication that you are not cut out for following Him.
You got your answer? All right, give an answer. Number 1 is correct. Like quitting a test after answering a few questions wrong. Remember we talked about how the trials are exclusive and inclusive? How the trials can be a certain test or like a question on a test? Or the Bible talks about the trial of our faith as an all-inclusive test. So we talked about that. All right. Good job. Question number 5. Brother Gary?
In our study of trespasses and according to Matthew 22, on how many commandments hang all the law and the prophets?
Now, this is going to be a little bit tricky because you got to hold up a finger corresponding to the selection, right? So your 2 may mean 2 or it may mean something else. Got that? All right, so here we go. Here are the questions. Here are the selections. Number 1 is 10, which would be all the commandments. Number 2 is 2. Number 3 is 6. Or number 4 is 4. You have your answer? Are you ready? Give me your answer. Come on, give me your answer. This doesn't help. We're just having fun. I'm not going to call you out if you're wrong. 4. I see 4. I see 2. I see 2. 2. 4. There's someone been switching back and forth. I could go, 5 is undecided. 5 is don't have a clue. It is 2. A pun took extra credit. Does anybody know what those 2 commandments are? Brother Bill, I saw your hand. You want the mic?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and love, I want to say love thy, love thy neighbor as thyself.
You got it. Give him a hand. Remember when we talked about that? We talked about how that the first four commandments have to do with what? When you look at the first four of the Ten Commandments, what do they have to do with? All right? Our relationship with God, or trespasses against God. So 1 through 4 are vertical, me to God. And then 5 through 10 have to do with what? The horizontal have to do with my relationship with others. And so that's why Jesus said, upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. Good job, Brother Kellum. He got the extra credit. All right. Question 6. Another read. Any of you back row people want to read? No. Sister Robin will read, and then I'll go to you. Sister D.
In our study of troubles, according to Psalms 107, which of the following are excluded from troubles?
Excluded from troubles. Which of the following are excluded from troubles? Number 1, rebellious. Number 2, redeemed. Number 3, those about their business. Number 4, transgressors. Or number 5, none of the above are excluded. You ready for the, got your answer? Oh, that's a good idea. Put your fist up. Put your fist up. Are you ready? Answer. Number 5, none of the above are excluded. We read that passage in Psalms 107. It specifically mentioned all 4. The rebellious, the transgressor, the redeemed, and those that were just about their business. All of them experienced trouble. All right. Question 7. Sister D, you want to read this? You say out loud. She doesn't want me near. Which of the following is not? Number 1, are common to humanity. Number 2, appeal to our carnal nature and lust. Number 3, intended to lure and entice us away from righteousness. Number 4, are included in the trial process allowed by God. That should be a big G, sorry about that. Number 5 is a sin that must be repented of. Which of the following is not a characteristic of temptations? Put your fist up. Fist up. Come on. Fist up. Come on. Don't be shy. Ready? Answer. Zero. Undecided. Temptation is not a sin. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all points, like as are we. So if temptation was a sin, Jesus couldn't have been tempted. Right? All right. Question number 8. Anybody else want to read? It hasn't read yet? Anybody? Last chance. It's so much fun. My goodness. All right. See, it's a short one, too. You can say it real loud. You want to...
The proper response to a trial is?
The proper response, remember the whole study was about right responses and reactions. So the proper response to a trial is... Reject that you are in a trial and deny that such things happen. Number 2, just accept it and pray, God, get me out of this ASAP. Number three, just focus on surviving and ask God to help you through it. Number four, maybe keep responding and ask God to keep you in it until you get out what he intended for you out of it. Fist up. Yeah, fess up too. Fess up now. Ready? Answer. Wow, I think everybody got that one right. Good job. Number nine, question number nine. You want to read again?
The proper response to a trespass is?
Now we're going to talk about the proper response to a trespass. Hopefully these next four questions you get right because they have to do with what the proper responses are. And if we don't get those right, then I'm a miserable failure in teaching. All right. Proper response to a trial is, number one, release. Number two, reconcile. Number three, restore. Number four, all three are necessary in response to a trespass. Fist up. I said make you close your eyes too, that way you can't cheat off other people. Man, always think of these things after the fact. Close your eyes. No picking. Right, Jenna, you're picking. Here we go. Answer. Very good, everybody. Give yourselves a hand again. I forgot to do that. All right. That is correct. Number four. Number 10.
The proper response to a trouble
is, forgot is, the proper response to a trouble is, or to troubles, plural, is, pretend like it did not happen. Ask for forgiveness for the problem's cost. Turn away from it. Seek after God. Or five, turn away from it and seek after God. Fist up. Eyes closed. Are you ready? Answer. Ah, very good, Yeti. Give yourselves a hand. All right. Number 11. Here's a question. The proper response to a temptation is, one, further entertain it to make you stronger. There's a lot of people that say, no, that's not the answer, but that's what they do. I'm going to be stronger because I'm going to be able to endure temptation. Just pray about it. Just pray about it. Number three. Talk to others about how difficult it is to deal with. Four, just ignore it and it will go away. Number five, resist and run. Resist and run. Fist up. Eyes closed. Are you ready? Answer. That is correct. Resist and run. Give yourselves a hand. Moment, please. All right. Last question. Are you ready? Here's the question. The purpose of this study was to, number one, use a parallel of natural storms to help us understand that in spiritual storms, numerous elements exist and contribute to the inclement conditions. Number two, Help us understand the origin and elements of the storms. Number three, help us properly respond and react when we find ourselves in the storm. Or, number four, all of the above. Fist up, eyes closed. If you get this one wrong, I resign and move back to Florida. I'm kidding. Number four. Oh, wait, ready, answer. Man. I guess the Lord got me back on that one. All of the above, that is correct. First of all, I want to thank you for giving me the liberty to do this tonight. I could have launched out and do a new study, but you probably wouldn't have gotten much out of it. I thought it would be good to take the time to review, just have a little fun, and there's nothing wrong with having fun living for the Lord. There's nothing wrong. I personally think some of the best educators that we have are those that are able to use a variety of things to get attention, to capture attention, to help instill some principles and precepts. I know growing up in the church, sometimes it took multiple teachings on a certain subject before I really grasped it, before I really felt like I had a good handle on what was being talked about and what was being discussed. And so that's one of the reasons why, apart from the fact that I didn't have much of a voice, that I felt it would be good to take opportunity to review, to go back through and just hit some of the high points of the lessons, to review some of the areas that we talked about in our discussion. We have just a few moments left, and I want to give you opportunity, and this is something I may do in the future. If any of you have something of a personal nature, in the sense of that you want to testify about how this study helped you, or something you learned in the course of this study, I just want to kind of open the floor and give you an opportunity to say, well, this is what I learned, this is what helped me, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form seeking brownie points or any of that stuff. I just think maybe it would be good for somebody else to hear from somebody else what they learned or what they were able to grasp in the course of this study. So do I have any takers who would like to say? All right, Sister Angela.
I'm thankful for this study because since I've been taking care of this lady maybe a month already, there's been so many problems. And the woman that hired me, she just tells me what for. And in our natural flesh, you want to just tell her how you feel, but I didn't. I just took it all in and okay. You know, but I didn't go crying to no one. I said, okay, God, I am your child. I need your help, you know, because situations and circumstances. But most of all, I'm thankful that I had the right response and attitude and spirit, you know, because sometimes I've wanted to say something, but I didn't. I'm thankful that God is my refuge and strength in time of need. And he's helped me a lot lately. It's not been easy with situations, you know, and every time I turn around, it just seems like I'm all wrong about doing whatever, and it's like, okay, God, I'm doing the best that I know how, and you need to help me. But the other day, it was like a week or two, I was trying to get the lady up. She had to go to the doctor's, and she didn't want to do that at all, so I kept on trying my best. Then as I was doing that, there was a Bible on her dresser, and it was like a Gideon's, and I was gonna look in Psalms at a certain chapter, and I don't know what it is now. I can't even tell you, but I turned to chapter 35, and I just want to share a little bit, just read a little bit, because it helped me so much that day. And just God was like, here you go. He just like kind of threw it in my face. It felt like, but he's like, I'm on your side. I'm with you. I'm taking care of you. And in my Bible at home, it says it's a prayer. It's helping me in time of need. And it just really spoke volumes to me that day. It just really touched me in ways that, you know, like, okay, God, I know you're with me. I know you're taking care of me. So if you're having problems with whatever in your life and your storms in your life, go to chapter Psalms 35 and read it, because it ministered to me a lot. And I just want to read a few scriptures. It says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. And I was reading it, and it really just spoke volumes, like I said. And I am just thankful that Angela would want to just say what she would, but I didn't even let it get the best of me like I would normally, because God's helped me so much, and I'm thankful. Thankful more than I can say.
Thank you, Sister Angela. Just follow up on something that she said. You know, a lot of times when we talk about being a witness to the world, we talk about it in the sense of what we do, how we act, how we conduct ourselves. But some of that has to do with what we don't do, how we don't react, how we don't respond. Because when we don't respond as they're used to other people responding, When we don't react the way that they're used to other people reacting, it is a witness. Because remember, the power of the Holy Ghost is not just a dunamis power. It's not just a power to perform, but it's also an exousia power, which is a power to restrain. And so when I have the power of the Holy Ghost at work in my life, it helps me to respond properly. And sometimes that responding properly is not to respond at all. Especially in the sense that they would expect, or especially in the sense that they would expect me to react. Because let's face it, sometimes people do stuff just to see how we will react. Sometimes the test is, how are you going to respond to this? When I say this to you, or I throw this in your face, or how are you going to react to that? Are you going to respond in the flesh? Are you going to respond in the natural? Or are you going to manifest fruit of the Spirit? Is it going to be love, joy, gentleness? Are you going to manifest something that says there's something different about you? And so thank you for bringing that out, because that's been a part of this study, is there's got to be proper responses, because those proper responses are a witness of God's work in my life. Those proper responses are a witness that there is a power inside of me facilitating me being able to respond correctly. And that's a beautiful thing. Anybody else? Just Chrissy.
I had a situation happen a few weeks back, and I had prayed. Want to go into all the detail or anything, but I had prayed that the Lord would send someone to this person to minister to them, and then that person called and asked me if I would come, and I thought, okay, Lord, I'll go, you know. So I went, and this conversation came up, and it was hurtful, but it was. But I believe, you know, I had been praying and asking the Lord to help me to know how to help this person, and And when they said these hurtful things, I was able to respond in a way that affirmed what I believed and things, instead of anger or anything like that. And I knew that God had given me that opportunity to share those things with the person. And even though it seemed like it was really a bad situation, I felt like God was really interested. I was able to raise him and put it in his hands. And the devil fought me with a lot of fear, and I had to keep quoting scripture, you know, to not give in to that fear. And that's what he wants, you know. I mean, he just kept giving me just thoughts, you know, of something terrible happening and things. And I just kept coming back with just one scripture after another, you know, to counteract that and refuse to.
Anybody else? Or no?
I really took a lot of pleasure in this series. Right away, it brought back a lot of testimonies. And, you know, there's some storms that we go through in life that we may not see the end result until we have that ultimate healing and we're up in heaven. But it's remarkable to me that some things I've gone through as a young person, I've seen the end result as an adult, you know, and later on in life. And, you know, I testified about my license in the middle of this series, and the series inspired that sermon. But, you know, I said that, you know, I got my driver's license, and that wasn't the end of the story. And there's some things that were left out. Particularly, I was praying, you know, I was a young man at that time, and I said, Lord, guide my steps. I was seeking him for his will in my life. Even things like purchasing a car or something bigger like a career. I mean, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to follow after? And I prayed that before that trial or before that storm. And just a few weeks after that storm, after I got my license back, the opening came up at the city of Batavia. And one of the first things they wanted was my driver's license number, and they were going to do a background check. Could you imagine how that would have turned out if I would have, this guy's got a warrant for his arrest. You know, if the Lord didn't send that officer and we play a little headlight game, you know. And I had that night and that trial that day. And here God gave me a career that I probably wouldn't have had that opportunity if I wouldn't have gone through that little trial, through that storm, you know. And I can think of many more. I remember when I first started that job, I questioned so many times, Lord, is this where you want me to be? Because I was just getting hit left and right. I had trials, I had troubles, I had trespass. And I was praying, I said, God, give me the right spirit to respond to these correctly, because I had a guy that was literally, I felt like he just picked me out of the crowd and he was sabotaging me. I mean, he was doing things where if I wasn't paying attention, I could have been severely hurt, or I could have severely hurt somebody else. When you're in construction, you don't play games like that. And he would set little traps up and things like that. And one of his little traps went off, and there was some kids that the mom let them out in the backyard, and they came playing, and I was in a Bobcat. And if you understand what that piece of equipment is, they're really versatile. They move around. They could turn on a dime. And when I turned, I seen this little kid right there next to me. And I almost lost. I jumped out of that tractor, and I wanted to put my hands around that guy's neck, because I knew he was the one that did that. He's the one that set the thing up. And I was working next to a narrow trench, so there was only a certain amount of real estate that I had to work with. But I believe the Holy Ghost helped me and restrained me from that. And to make a very long story short, you know, I had my mom praying, my dad praying, I had other people praying. I really wouldn't say what it was about, but I was saying, I have a situation at work, could you pray about it? And to this day, him and I are, you can almost say, like we're best friends. That would not have happened if I would have responded incorrectly to that storm in my life. And And I can't take credit for that because I know the spirit that I had. I, like I said, I truthfully wanted to get out and I wanted to wring his neck. And I wanted to grab the closest tool and hit him over the head with it. That was the flesh, and I'm being honest. But the Holy Ghost, I believe, because of praying and saying, God, help me to respond correctly, I believe that the Holy Ghost did and helped me respond correctly. And I really, really think that this series, even tonight, is just a huge blessing. And tonight, I was thinking before he gave this opportunity, and I go, I know there's some things that went into play to cause Brother Wells to have this review in the way that he did it. But all the things that have happened in my life showing me that God is such a big God, and he's got so many variables that we don't even know what's in play, that I believe that this was ordained by God tonight. And we may not see the fruits of that, but it did make me just think about the answers. And when you think about something and somebody just doesn't give you the answer, like a couple times there, but if you have to think about it, you really, it's a seed that gets planted deep. And you can pull from that later on in life, and I appreciate that.
For me, probably one of the greatest things that I think that we all can garner from this series is that I wouldn't want to be in the middle of the storm before I started thinking about how to react. Many of you know I'm from Florida. In Florida, we have these things called hurricanes. The good thing about a hurricane is that they pretty much can tell you when it's coming. They have all the charts and the graphs and the 3D models and all the different predictions and so on and so forth. But it's amazing how that when they begin to announce on the news that there is a tropical storm and it can be, they're looking for it to be a hurricane. It's amazing how then people start thinking about extra water, batteries, flashlights, boards over windows. I know more than one time how that you would go to a hardware store when a hurricane was approaching and the shelves would be cleared of all the wood. Why? They were getting prepared because they knew the storm was coming. Here's the reality of what we do. When we enter into studies like this, it's because this. We know the storm's coming. We know at various points and times in our lives, we're going to have storms. So God, give me leaders. God, give me ministers. God, give me people to help me prepare to know what to do. Because see, in our human nature, a lot of times we don't look for a fire extinguisher until there's a fire. We just don't. And there have been numerous examples of fires that could have been put out because there was a fire extinguisher nearby. Somebody had prepared, somebody had put it there, but the individual didn't know where it was. All I'm saying is that what your pastor's endeavoring to do is say, hey, folks, fire's coming, the storm's coming. Let's make sure we're adequately prepared to respond properly because how we respond makes all the difference. Not only for me and continuing troubles, but for that individual to whom I respond and how I respond. A perfect example right there with Brother Kel. Right now in his life, he has, if you will, the product of a right response years ago. That right response, even though his flesh wanted to respond one way, the right response that came as a result probably of teaching in his life, ministry in his life, leadership in his life that helped prepare him. Because had he not been prepared and had he not been equipped by other people in his life to make the decision that he made, he would not be where he is right now. Thank God. Thank God that his word doesn't leave me clueless. It's not confusing. It's very clear in letting me know how to respond and how to do things right. Why don't you stand to your feet? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for all these responses. Thank you, God, for teaching, for helping us, for instructing us in your word. Thank you, we have opportunity to prepare. Lord, we know that storms are inevitable. God, they're going to come. We're going to have trials. We're going to have temptations. We're going to have trespasses and troubles, Lord. But help us, God, to respond properly, to be equipped, God, in your word and, God, and in the teaching that we have learned, God, to properly respond, that we would be a good witness, God, to those, God, around about us. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor for who you are and what you do. In your name that is above every name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you for being in service tonight. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.